Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yotessima Beis, four lines from the bottom, Yosef Rabbi Menashe Bar Zvid Kamei Rav Huna. So he was sitting in front of Rav Huna of Yosef Vekamer and he was saying, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason for Rav Shimon that he holds that when you're Tzibim Va'achar Gach Neila, that Levi is Mutter to the ex Mrs. Ruvain, who's now Mrs. Shimon? So says the Gemara, what do you mean, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason? Kedamer Taima, he explained himself, he comes into this world, when Levi was born, he already finds Mrs. Ruvain in a state of Heter, because she was already married to Shimon, so now she's Mrs. Shimon the second. And it's not like she was ever usher to him. It's not like he was nailed and then Shimon did the Yibam. She was never usher to him and he found her in a state of Heter, so therefore she remains Mutter. So says the Gemara Elamai time in the Rabbanan. What he meant to ask is what's the reason for the Rabbanan? Why did they say that Mrs. Reuven is usher to Levi? So says the Gemara because I'm a crow. It says even after Shimon marries her, even after they do Yibam, the Torah still calls her Yavama. So you see from here that a Dain Yavum Harishainim Allah. To a certain extent, we still view Mrs. Reuven as Mrs. Reuven. She still remains Mrs. Reuven. But Mela, that's why she's still going to have the Isra of Eishes Ach Shal Hayabai Lamai. Ask the Gemara, El Hadit Nah, that which we learned in the Mishnah, that Kansarik Yishu L'chol Davar. And in general, in any case of Yibam, a standard case, after Shimon is miyabing Mrs. Reuven, so the Mishnah says that now Mrs. Reuven is totally his wife. V'am Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, he explained that Melamed Shemegar Shebegedu Machzira, that if he wants to divorce her, so he has to give her a get, and he does not need to do Chalitza anymore. She's not Mrs. Reuven anymore. She's not a Yavama, now she's a regular wife. And if he divorces her, he just gives her a get. There's no more Chalitza. Also, if he wants to remarry her, he could, but we're going to focus on this first thing, that he could just give her a get. And the question is Hasam Nami, why don't we say that no, she is still a Yavama and she needs Chalitza in addition to the gap? So says the Gemara, because Shani Hasam, Damakra, Lukachalay Isha. Because we dash it from there, Lukachalay Isha, that Kevin Shalakha, Nasis Ki Ishta, Lukhodavar, that once he marries her, so she's a wife, she's not a Yavama anymore. She's not a Yavama anymore? After they do Yibam, she's no longer Mrs. Reuven, she's not a Yavama? So wait a second, let's go tell the Chachamim that. If so, Achanami, by the case of Neilad V'Acher Kach Yibam, why don't we say that Levi is mutter to Mrs. Reuven, who's not Mrs. Reuven anymore? Now she's just Mrs. Shimon. You told me V'Lakachalei Le'isha, V'Lakachalei Le'isha, that now she's Mrs. Shimon the second. So says the Gemara, no, you can't say that because of Kasav Rachman of Yivma. The Torah says that she's still Yivama, so that she's still Mrs. Reuven. That's why Levi's also to her. Oh, make up your mind. Uma Rais. How do you know to Darshan of Yivma to say that Levi is also to Mrs. Reuven and Lulukachal Elisha to say that when Shimon divorces her, he only has to give her a get? Maybe it's the opposite. So says the Gemara, no, it's Mistabra, Shadi Atera, Atera, Shadi Yisura, Yisura. When it comes to when there's potential Chashashis of Eshach, Shahibai Lamai, so that's what we'll throw in and darshan the pasuk of Yivma, which creates an iser. But when we're talking about Heter, a standard case of Yibam, where there's no isurim involved, so that's when we'll say ulkachalei leisha, that she's his wife totally, and then if he divorces her, he just has to give her a get. Now ask the Gemara a new question. According to Reb Shimon, who says this svara, that when Levi's born, and Mrs. Reuven is already married to Mrs. Shimon. So now that gets rid of the Ishus to Reuven. She's no longer considered Mrs. Reuven. And now Levi is mutter to her. If so, so then also in the case where a person has his half-sister, his sister from his mother, who marries his half-brother, his brother from his father, if let's say Reuven marries Dina and Levi is the half sibling of each one of them, and then Reuven dies without having any children, so we should say that Tisyabim, we should say that it's mutter for Levi to be miyabim his half sister Dina Hayulubo Matzibeheter, because when Levi was born, when he was born into this world, so Dina was already married to Reuven, so the Isra of Achaisa should just go away. Well, says the Gemara, Isra Achaisa Leichanazal. How could that Isra just go away? So says the Gemara, what do you mean? You're telling me that it doesn't go away? So then, Halchanami, Yisra Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilam, Ba'ilam, Lehechanazam. So then, according to Reb Shimon also, how does the fact that she has an Isra of Eishes Ach Shohaya Ba'ilam from her Ishes with Reuven, how does that Isra go away when Shimon is Miyabim her? Says the Gemara, very simple chilek. Ha Yisur Delas Layatera, Ha Yisur Dis Layatera. The Isra of Achaisa is an Isra that never goes away, it never has a heter. But the Isra of Eishes Ach is an Isra which has a heter once Shimon is miyabim her. So since Shimon is miyabim her, and the Torah says to ignore Eishes Ach, to get rid of the Isra of Eishes Ach, so that Isra then goes away entirely. And Mamilim, now that Levi is born, he has no Isra of Eishes Ach. That's the chiluk. Now says the Mishnah, klal amru b'yavama, they said a klal, kol shi yisr erva l'chlatz slum siyavemes. Anytime an erva falls to yibam, so then the tzara and the erva herself, surely they do not require chalitza or yibam. Yisr mitzvah v'yisr kedusha, which the Mishnah will explain what that is, so then chalitza v'lem siyavemes, they do chalitza but not yibam. And achayisa shiyavimta, if the sister of, what the Gemara is going to say is referring to an erva, if the sister of an erva falls to yibam together with her, so then chalitza v'lem siyavemes, so then Levi is going to be mutter to the tzara, the one who's not the erva. And she's not going to have an isser of achizikul kasai because the other sister's an erva, so she doesn't really fall to yibam. Now, the Mishnah explains what is an isser mitzvah. Isser mitzvah refers to shniyais midivrei seifrim. The arayas that the chazal added. And isser kedusha, that refers to other isurim, such as almano l'kain gadol, grusha v'chutz l'kain hediyet, mamzeres v'nesin l'yisrael, ubas yisrael nasanu mamzer. Any of those cases, that's all included in isser kedusha. Now, says the Gemara, klal asu yemai. The Mishnah started off that we have a klal, that anyone who's an erva, so she and her tzara are potter from yibam and chalitza. Amar Rafin bar Papa, what's that coming to include? It's lasu ye tzaras ailonos. It's coming to include the tzaras ailonos, that she also is going to be potter from yibam and chalitza. Ukud Rav Asi, which is like the shita of Rav Asi. Vika da amri kol shi sura iser erva huda asira. Sarasa, huda asira tzarasa. The note, it's the opposite. The Mishnah is coming to exclude tzaras ailonos. It's coming to say that it's only someone that her isser is because she's an erva, so that's when her tzara is going to be usser. Halaya isura isser erva, but if her isser is not machmas the fact that she's an erva, so then tzarasa laya sira, the tzara is not going to be usser. Lemut in mind, what's that coming to exclude? Amarafrim lemutay tzara's islandness with the like of Asi. It's coming to exclude tzara's islandness, that being that the islandness is not potter out the fact that she's an erva, it's because she's an islandness, so in the middle the tzara is going to be mutter, not like Ravasi said. The third klal was anytime you have the sister of an isser that falls to yibam, the two sisters fall to yibam, but one of them is an isser, so then the one who's mutter is going to be mutter even in yibam. She's not going to have an isser, being that her sister is usser to the yavam. Achayis adaman, what's her sister's status? She's an isser, since midaraisa she does fall to yibam, so then the mutter one should have a status of achizuku kasai. Ella achayisa, the iser erva, it must be we're talking about the sister of an erva. The sister of an erva falls to yibam together with the two fall to yibam together, being that the erva doesn't really fall because she's an erva, so the male of the other sister is going to be mutter and she's not going to have an iser of achizuku kasai. Isser mitzvah, we said in the Mishnah, refers to shniyais. Amai kari la isser mitzvah. Why is it called isser mitzvah? Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'shmai devei chachamim, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. Isser kedusha is referring to aman l'kain gadol, grusha v'chutz l'kain hedit, all the other isurim, largely related to kahuna. Amai kari la isser kedusha. Why is it called isser kedusha? Because the pasuk says in the parish of kahanim, it says kedoshim yu l'kehem, so it says kadosh, that's why they're called isser kedusha. Tanya Rabbi Huda Machlev. Rabbi Huda, he had the opposite. He had that Isser Mitzvah was referring to Aman L'Kain Gadol, Ugrusha V'Chalutz L'Kain Hedyot, that the Mishnah said about the Isser Mitzvah, that that's what's referring to these other Isurim, and he explained, V'may Kar L'Isser Mitzvah, the Chsev Eilah Mitzvahis, because it says, in Tyrus Kayanim, it says Eilah Mitzvahis, which is about Kehanim, so that's why these Isurim are called Isser Mitzvah. And then Rabbi Yehuda had in the Mishnah that Isser Kedusha refers to Shniyais Midivrei Seifrim, and he explained that Vamai Kari La Isser Kedusha, why are the Shniyais called Isser Kedusha? So Amar Abaye explained that Kol Mekayim Devri Chachamim Nikur Kadosh, because someone who's Mekayim, the words of Chazal, he's called a Kadosh. Amalei Rava, Rava said, that's not a good explanation. V'chol she'enu mekayim divrei chachamim. Kadosh hu d'lo mikri, rasha namilei mikri, and if he's not mekayim divrei chachamim, so he's just not called a kadosh, but he's not a rasha? It's not true, he's a rasha. The way you're saying it, you make it seem like the whole, that if you don't, if you're not mekayim the words of the chazal, so you're just not a kadosh. And that's very misleading. So therefore, Elam Rava, Rava explains that kadosh atzmacha b'mutalach. The reason why the Isurei d'Rabbanan are called Kaddish, Isser Kedusha, is because of the idea of Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutalach, that the person is supposed to refrain even from things that are technically mutar, which is how Chazal were able to add the different Arayis Midarabanan, and they were able to add and say to refrain even from certain things which are technically mutar Midaraisa.